We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to America. Oh boy. I had to pop up the radar. I was curious what it looked like. Now, there is a cell of storms that's going through Kansas, and it's kind of rolling through, and it looks like in the next couple hours it'll hit Kansas City, but it's pretty far away. Right now, if you were to just isolate Missouri as a state, there's no severe storms right now. I mean, it may be crossing the border to the very tippy top, the northwest side of the state, but outside of them, I was concerned that we might see another repeat because that was 2 days in a row, and that was enough for me. Last night was a marathon covering those storms, and you look at the photos and the devastation in Jefferson City, and you wonder to yourself, how in the world was there no one killed in that? It's just unbelievable. Now, I believe statewide there were three deaths that have been confirmed with the state. It's just absolutely devastating to see the families and the people that are in long-standing communities have to all of a sudden find a new place to live. And we're going to talk about that this hour, like we did a lot last night. Give you an update, some couple of Blues things if you haven't seen it. And boy, oh boy, let's go Blues. What a nerve-wracking weekend this is going to be. I wanted to just share a really quick story at the start of the show here. And I wanted to tell this story to producer Mike. This is so stupid and good and funny and sad. And I have so many different emotions to this story. I don't know exactly how to react to it. I went to Six Flags for the first time today, which is pretty awesome. I really enjoyed it. We got there early. It started to sprinkle a little bit while we were there. So some of the rides were closed, but mostly we're there for our four-year-old. And I want to give him the courage to try some of these other rides that my wife doesn't want to get on. She hates spinny rides, so we tried a couple of spinny things. And I got to say, Six Flags is pretty awesome. I really enjoyed myself out there. They have some nice food selections. We bought into the pass, the food pass or whatever, the dining pass. So whenever we go, it's mostly just my wife and son. But when they go, they like to eat while they're there. So they bought the pass and they get a lunch or whatever, which is pretty nice. And something really strange happened while I was at Six Flags today. We went on the Ferris wheel. It's huge. I tried not to look off the side too much because it's something that I got a little nervous. It's so high off the ground. And while we were leaving the Ferris wheel, a couple of the rides, they make you walk through this, you know, little room or whatever it is so you can buy stuff. Like they have all the merchandise out. And the only way you can exit is by walking through that room. You know, the zoo does that a little bit too. And while we were walking through this room, something was just very familiar about it. It was really strange. And I walked through and I told my wife, there's something. And then I walked and it hit me. I said, that smells exactly like my parents' cabin when I was growing up. So I went back in there and I stood right in the middle and I kept breathing it in. And it just took me back. It smelt exactly like that. My parents had a cabin they purchased from a friend of the family's parents decades ago. And when I was a kid, we used to go up to northern Michigan and we would spend time there during the summer. Even when I was going to school, there was a time where I was working at a radio station over the summer and I stayed at my parents' cabin. It was an hour drive, but you know, it was free rent or whatever. I just got to hang out there. Very small cabin. We're talking about kitchen, living area, one small bedroom that could fit one bed, and that was it. It was just one on a slab, you know, nothing special about it. It had that kerosene heater's tank on the outside, and it was really old. And, you know, I can see the screws in the ceiling where my parents put a little, like, you know, like a kid's swing when we were young. We used to swing indoors. And I remember going up there and we'd spend so much time outside and we would walk down the dirt roads and we'd go fishing. And it was so strange. All of that hit me. And I was just standing there and breathing it in. It was like I was closed my eyes and I could just live all of that over again. And I started to tear up. And I'm tearing up thinking about it right now. It was so strange. I'm not someone that gets emotional over everything. I would say for a guy, I'm about average. But it was, it hit me so hard. I don't remember the last time something brought me back like that. And I know smells are notorious for it. And I didn't want to leave. I just wanted to stay there and breathe it in. And of course, my wife and my son were ready to go onto the next ride or whatever it was. And I said, wow, it's just that brought me back. And in the car, I was telling my wife about it. And I said, it was, I don't know what it was. I almost want to go back just to hang out in there for an hour and just take the smells in. And you know what my wife says? She says, maybe it reminds you of your childhood. And maybe it reminds you that you'll never get those moments back again. And now you're old and closer to death. That's what my wife says to me in the car. Yeah. It reminds you of your childhood. Now you're old. You'll never get it back. And you're probably closer to death than you are your childhood when you were going to that cabin. What a way to just slap me right across the face with reality.
That dried the tears up pretty fast.
Dried the tears up real quick. Thanks, honey. I'm taking a trip down memory lane over here. You know, I got the fishing pole over my shoulder. I'm walking down to the little bridge where we used to fish off of. And, you know, my parents would take me down to the Five and Dime with the wood floors. And, you know, you'd find everything had that specific smell to it. And I don't know what it is. I don't know how you can replicate it. That was the closest I've ever smelled anything that brought me back to my childhood. And then, yeah, it's probably because, you know, one day you're going to die and you're closer to it now. And now you'll never have that moment back ever again. So why don't you drive me home? Let's go. she didn't wait for a second. Isn't that amazing how that works? You ever had one of those smells that bring you right back? Has that ever happened to you?
I have a horrible sense of smell. So really? For me, it's probably not smells. But yeah, you have situations that remind you of
that. Yeah, and if you ever go into Six Flags and you go off the Ferris wheel, what is it called? The Colossus? And then it's about a 12-minute ride around, up and down. And then when you get off, you go up and there's that little store that you have all the knickknacks and things they want you to buy, the T-shirts and the little figurines and the capes. And then I'm telling you, that was my parents' cabin. I couldn't handle it. Just talking about it, I want to go back. If there's a way I can bottle that, I would. I'd bottle, if you could make a candle out of that smell, I'd buy a case of it. My wife would hate it, but I would burn that candle every night. Wow. It really brings, see, I started tearing up thinking about it again. Oh, those are some good times. Remember taking the dog up there. Dog had a good time. It was up on a hill, and you'd have to walk down. My dad kind of like shoveled in these little makeshift stairs and then put down like these little gardening concrete things. And so, you know, it wouldn't be overrun by the, you know, erosion. So you had like a half a stair down and then you had to run down the hill the rest of the way. It was a very steep hill. I remember how much I enjoyed that as a kid. There's this little like plateau area where a couple of the different cabins were up on the hill, but it was almost like this U-shaped plateau down the middle, and it gave you access to the little river that was down there. We had a canoe. We'd take a canoe trip down there. We'd go fishing. And, you know, we'd do this a couple of times every summer, and it was just a fun little thing that I'll never get back because now I'm old and closer to death, according to my wife. Thanks, honey. All right, a couple of updates from last night. And I want to talk about the special audio I found that's going to lead us up to Memorial Day on Sunday and Monday. So I'll be here on Sunday night. I'll be here on Monday night. With Memorial Day this weekend, I found something in the KMOX archives I'm excited to play for you. And the Blues have something pretty cool that they're going to be doing. You can find it at KMOX.com right now. But if you don't want to go, I'll tell you about it next on Overnight America, KMOX.
Get home fast and informed. Total Information PM starts weekdays at 4 on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX and KMOX.com.
Overnight America continues. I feel like going to Six Flags for the first time. I used to go to Cedar Point when I was living in Michigan and in Ohio. It's such a huge amusement park. It's such a big difference going to Six Flags. I was telling producer Mike about this before. You go to Cedar Point, And it's common for you to wait 2 hours at least for a ride, probably closer to 3 hours for one of the more popular rides in line. And I hated it. I would go when I was younger, and it was kind of fun when you're a teenager and, you know, you drive down there, you do this little road trip and you're just with your friends. And, you know, even though you're waiting in line, you're still with your friends. But once I started getting a little bit older, once you hit like, you know, 20, you're like, no way I want to wait in line 2 hours for a 90-second ride. So come out here to Six Flags, and you find out that some of the longer waits are like 20 minutes. You think to yourself, how is that even possible? Everything's changed since I went to amusement parks. There's warning labels everywhere. Everyone double and triple checks things. You can basically get in trouble for tying your shoe, because someone will come up and, you know, watch you to make sure you're not doing it improperly. There is so many safety regulations put in place that it's a completely different game from when I was a kid, which you'd sit down, there'd be a lap bar, and you'd be done. Now anymore, it's like, you know, a big deal for everything, and it takes forever for the safety checks, and then they got to go over the PA system and have fun time. Producer Mike, even when you were a kid, it was like that with the less regulation. It seemed more fun back then, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I was telling you, and you brought up how spinning rides were something that you were trying to get your son into.
Kid loves them.
So there was one particular spinning ride at Six Flags called Tom's Twister.
Hmm.
And this thing will live in infamy due to the simplicity and unsafetiness, if that's a word of it. So all it was a cylindrical room. It didn't even look like a ride from the outside. It looked like a wooden cabin that you would just walk past on your way to another ride. There was a door you would enter into this cylindrical enclosed room. Then the whole room, you would just stand on the side, unharnessed or anything, just a big open room, you would just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
Then the whole room would just start spinning.
Okay. Like a salad shooter.
With such velocity that you would get sucked to the wall,
mm-hmm.
and you could still kind of, you could crawl around on the wall like sideways as this thing was spinning and holding you up on the wall because it was spinning so fast.
That's cool. You know, I kind of vaguely remember those. My parents would never let me ride one, ever. I missed out on the fun.
I remember kids like climbing to the top for the purpose of falling when the speed slows down.
like
let's see
fall.
How high we can get to fall from when the centripetal force of this thing isn't strong enough to hold us up anymore. So that's probably why it's not there.
Everything was so different. You see, you remember that. Remember having a great time with it, don't you?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. If you had a kid, would you ever let a kid ride that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sometimes you find these things and you're like, man, I don't know if I'd let my kid on that. But boy, did I have fun when I was a kid doing that exact same thing. It's kind of hard. It's part of the development of a boy, at least when I look at my son, is that you have to let him do those things that you know may have, you know, some danger to it. But, hey, somehow you survive, so go ahead at it and have some fun. You know, you don't want to shelter him from everything. That sounds like a very fun ride. And sometimes you find those at like carnivals and things. You know, they set up in a Catholic school parking lot mm-hmm. when they have their festivals. And do they still do those?
Yeah,
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was great. You'd find the Tilt-A-Whirls and stuff like that was always very fun.
Tilt-A-Whirls were great, weren't they?
Oh, man. Was there anything better than a Tilt-A-Whirl? I don't think so. That was one of the class. If there's going to be a ride Hall of Fame, that would be a first ballot selection.
Yeah, the Tilt-A-Whirl and the Sizzler, the Scrambler, whatever you call it, depending on which picnic you're at.
Now, is the Scrambler what we were talking about? The Shazam ride at Six Flags?
Oh, you know what? It probably is. There's like three arms that stick out that each have three cars, and each arm spins as the whole structure spins.
Yes.
And it pushes you to the outside, and you smash the kid on the outside.
That's it. Love that ride. Yeah. Emmett loved it, too. I mean, he went absolutely bananas for that one.
Just wait till he gets into girls. He can be on the outside, get a little closer.
I know exactly. He's already the ladies' man. Can I tell you what happened at him? So he's in preschool, and they were playing this game where they were in the activity room or whatever, and they were pretending a spider would pop out of the wall. Like, there's a little, you know, they would just pretend spiders, and they would all go, ah, spiders! You know what he was doing? He was sheltering the girls. I'll protect you. He's going to be such a ladies man. He's already got it down. You know, he's four and he's already figured it out. Don't worry, I'll protect you.
I wish I'd have figured it out that early.
We're in trouble.
I still haven't figured it out.
Yep, I know how that goes. All right, so producer Mike, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, let's go get the salad shooter ride. Too bad they don't have that anywhere. I'd love to experience it. All right, so the St. Louis Blues, man, I tell you what a absolute ride this has been. So game one is on Monday night, which you'll be able to catch here on KMOX. All the start times are the same anymore. So it'll be a 7 o'clock central start time for every game. So next week, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday are the three games. Game one, two, and three. I'm going to be off a couple of nights next week. So I'm going to be off on Wednesday night and Thursday night, and I'll miss game two. So I don't know who's going to be in that night, but it's going to be quite a ride. And I know that there's extended pregame because it is the Stanley Cup final. I'm very excited to see the Blues. I already put out my very lofty prediction. I believe the Blues are going to sweep the Boston Bruins. It is something that I don't think anyone is predicting. Not one. I think most people are saying game is going to go till seven games. Boston is very good. I'm telling you, there is something in the air. There is something that in the back of my mind says this is going to be a sweep. I don't know what it is. I just got that gut feeling. Hopefully you're not superstitious. And, you know, I here's the thing. If something happens, and don't pull the tape of this and say, see, you're wrong. I'm just telling you, there's something in my gut. The Blues are going to be holding host parties for the Stanley Cup final, which is pretty cool. You'll be able to catch them, the away games. So game one and two, which is Monday and Wednesday, those are the two away games. It says they're going to have it at Enterprise Center. Doors open at 5:15. Season ticket holders can get in at 5:15. 5:30 for the public. Proceeds will go to the Blues for Kids Foundation. General admission tickets can be purchased online. And then that's pretty cool. You RSVP, you go. They say celebrity appearances. What do you think that means? What celebrities do you think are going to hop on over there? Is that like Brett Hall, you know, stuff like that? That'd be kind of cool. So, oh, you thought it was me? That'd be kind of cool to do a show over at Enterprise. They'd kick us out. We'd be here till 2 a.m. They'd be like, come on, man. Pack up your stuff. Get out of here. That's what they'd be saying to us. So the Blues are also giving away free tickets to Stanley Cup final game. Isn't that cool? Games 3, 4, and 6, perhaps. So the cheapest ticket on Ticketmaster, according to KMOX.com on this one write-up, was $900. Whew, $900. Is that worth it? I've been to two Stanley Cup final games. It was when the Red Wings and the Pittsburgh were back-to-back in the finals. And I went to one of each, which was pretty cool. I had a friend who was a season ticket holder. He couldn't make it to a game, and he said, hey, if you want to go. His season tickets were literally the last row of the arena, so we were all the way up at the top. But it was kind of cool because the executives would sit up there, and, you know, Scotty Bowman and Steve Yzerman and them would all watch the game, and the little stairway they'd use to get to certain things was right by his seat. So you'd see, like, it was like star sightings. You know, you're like, oh, look, there's Scotty Bowman. Oh, that's cool. So, yeah, $900, that's the cheapest. The Blues will be giving away two free tickets to a fan before each home game throughout the final. And winners will be randomly selected the day before each home game. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If you win those, I will ban you from listening to this radio station if you sell them. You better not be signing up for this contest just for the ability to sell these tickets. I would be so disappointed in you. You win tickets like this, you better be going to that game. You better be wearing your blue stuff. You better be leaving that arena with a hoarse voice. You get the full experience, and you do not sell those tickets. Stop it. You do not sell. If you even think about it, stop it. And you know what? You enjoy it when all your friends call you up. Who are you taking to the game? Oh, I haven't talked to you in a while. How you been? Oh, yeah, how's the family? Oh, by the way, who are you taking? Enjoy all those moments. Whoever wins that, they better go. Oh, KMOX Day at the ballpark. That announcement was made, if you haven't heard, on September 5th. That's going to be a big one. Thursday, September 5th. I can't wait for our day at the ballpark, which is late this year. The last couple of years, it was always early in the season. This will be a fun one. Man, lots of sports stuff going on. I tell you what. All right, I want to give a couple of updates of the storm from last night. And I have some special KMOX audio from the archives. I am so excited to play for you. But I'm going to hold off for Memorial Day because that's when it's appropriate to play. And I'll tell you about that coming up, too. And a whole nother story. Kevin Kleen did a great one on the tornado siren, which some of you may have heard last night, at least if you're in St. Charles County or even further west that way. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Now it's Overnight America with Ryan Recker on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Thank goodness there's plenty of people doing everything they could to warn people, the general public, to take safety, and a lot of people did. So we were fortunate we didn't have any more injuries we did, and we're very thankful we didn't have any more fatalities we did, but three's too many.
Three is too many. If you look at Jefferson City, considering how populated the area is and where the tornadoes hit, last night we went to storm coverage, what seemed like right after the tornado hit in Jefferson City, and we started getting the calls in, and we started getting the social media lighting up right around that 11:45, and people were really talking about it, and they were saying, something bad's happening. Something bad is happening right now in Jefferson City. And you don't know at the time if social media is embellishing or if they're trying to just get attention or if it's actually what's happening. And right around that time, we put a call into AccuWeather, and we got an update at the midnight. And what happened there, we find that the tornado hit right around that 11:45-ish, somewhere between like 11:43 and 11:47. And it was something else. Something else. And part of that is with the storm coverage we did. It was all night because that cell came up and it was cutting right across the state and it hit west of us. And we were looking at, you know, Wentzville to the west off of 70. A lot of the activity was right around there. And man, was it a crazy night. So it feels good to kind of have a normal night. We had some two crazy storm nights in a row. Night before was a very good night, the Tuesday night, I'll tell you, with the Blues advancing to the Stanley Cup final. That was fun, too. But, man, if we can just get a break from these storms, that would be nice. And he is so right. Three dead in the state, and the Capitol hit so much damage. You've seen the photos of, and there's one that you can get right now on the Associated Press, where it's just a pileup of cars, and there is one pickup truck that looks like was thrown like a lawn dart right into the middle of it. And its tail end is sticking straight up. It's, you look at that and you say, man, it's hard to comprehend the amount of force it would take to lift up a heavy-duty truck off the ground and slam it into the middle of a pile of cars. And then you see the photos of people going through the rubble and trying to gather anything they can and put together the pieces of whatever is left. And it's just something that could hit anywhere, anytime. Anywhere, anytime. It's also something that we wonder, you know, what's going to happen next? You know, are we going to see more of these? And all of the people that were displaced because of gas leaks or building was, you know, roof ripped off and it's not safe for them structurally before they can go in and look at this. You got to give so much credit to the emergency crews because as soon as this happened, man, all the surrounding areas around Jefferson City, they all said, we're on our way. They didn't hesitate. They were there like within the half hour, not probably even faster than that. Because some of the reporters, after the tornado went out of the area, were out there reporting on these things. And there was already the different tapes and flashing lights and crews that were out there trying to go. And they were going door to door. They were knocking on all the apartments. They were, you know, getting people out, looking for people, yelling for help, because they didn't know what they were walking into. They just knew something bad happened. And they were afraid they were going to be walking into something terrible, real terrible. You know, Kevin Kling did a story on the tornado season. And you heard in the news here on KMOX, those sirens that were going off. Man, you got to take these things seriously. And there's a reason why we broadcast these alerts. And there's reasons why we tried to keep everyone informed. Because you may think, well, you know, that's close, but it's not really impacting my area. There's a lot of people that depend on that information. And you have to give those early warnings. I'll tell you, Steve Templeton from KMOV said something that I'll never forget. When he was talking about how some of these sirens were going off early, and you wonder, wow, it's still 45 minutes away. It might not even hit this area. Why are they putting the sirens off? This is what he was saying. He said, you want to give as much warning as possible to people to wake up or get into the basement or whatever it is. And then even if you back up, when you heard some of those sirens on Tuesday afternoon, when, you know, the day that they postponed the Cardinals game and, you know, it was coming up towards the afternoon. He's like, you know, kids could be out playing Little League baseball right now. So even though it's far away, you want to make sure those families have enough time to get out of there. You want to get outside and get to a safe place. You don't want to just put the siren out when the thing's 5 minutes away, because then you're scrambling and things could get really dangerous. This tornado season has been a memorable one. I'll tell you, it's been crazy so far. Kevin Killeen did a whole nother story on it.
Whenever I hear the sirens, I always worry about this big tree in the side of our yard. It hangs over the back of our house. If that thing ever fell, the house would explode like a box of wooden matches. It seems many people have such dreads during the tornado season.
I'm more worried about the hail damage on my car. That's what I'm worried about personally.
Mm. What kind of car have you got?
We got an MKS 2009.
Is it good finish on it? Good paint job? So the hail would really dimple it up.
Yeah, mess it up.
So. You ever find yourself lying in bed during a storm warning thinking, I hope it doesn't hail in my car?
Definitely.
Is that like your last prayer before you nod off?
I don't want no hail damage.
But others don't worry at all about tornadoes. This man was leaning over the hood of his minivan, which was plastered with bugs from his cross-country trip. He's going to the Grand Canyon with his grandkids, and he's aware that this is Tornado Alley.
It's a big country. I'm not really too terribly concerned about getting caught in a tornado.
Do you ever have a fear, though, that, you know, your minivan could be picked up and thrown, you know, off the road or anything?
No, I don't. I know that could happen, but the chances of it happening are really, really small. And we can spend our life worrying about the small things that might happen.
You think the media is always trying to get you to worry so we can have people listen to our commercials between tornado warnings?
I doubt it.
You sound like a man who's divorced from the worries of the media.
I doubt that. I think, you know, you're trying to report the news and things that are interesting, and obviously you want...
I mean, here you are, you're eating a chicken salad sandwich and looking at the map. You probably have very low blood pressure. You weren't worried about tornadoes.
I have generally very, very nice, mild blood pressure. I do.
But if you see a cyclone barreling toward you down the interstate, what's your plan?
Go across the, not go away from it or do it, but go across from
drive
it.
Drive across a cornfield or something?
Well, whatever.
Have you got proper tires on this car?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Definitely mud grips.
Yeah. Look at the bugs on the front of this car.
Is this really going to go on the air?
Absolutely.
With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
You know, it was a good interview if they ask, is this really going to air? Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, Steve holding on the line. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, you know, you were talking about amusement parks and Six Flags and Stanley Cup playoffs and
right.
All that kind of stuff. Wouldn't it be a lot more fun if all those things had open borders so that some people paid and then other people could just walk right in?
Like to the actual events?
Why should Cardinals Nation have a border? Shouldn't it be an open border where people can just, I mean, they're not, you know, sneaking in. You could just say that they're undocumented fans. Or
something. No, hey, that would not be fun.
Do you think Metrolink is a good example of how open borders work?
Oh, man. Well, I guess you can draw some comparisons because they don't really enforce it all that well. Yeah.
Enforce it not at all. Maybe we'd be more...
Very poorly. You know, it takes Fox 2 to go out and do a story on it before they'll start to enforce it the way they should.
Sure, because somebody threw a shirt over the security camera at the police station or something like that. You know,
so this security check-in, yeah, for hours and on end. Yeah, and yeah, every time they do a story, they go to one of those platforms and they'll say, okay, let's see what the security looks like. Never anything until the cameras show up, and then they correct the problem. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, too. What if you were standing in line for 2 hours for one of those rides, and you asked the person behind you if they had paid to get in, and then they started labeling you? Would you like that?
No, I wouldn't. It'd be a weird question to ask someone. Hey, did you pay to get in here?
They would shout at you. Why do you always have to label people, right?
No, I wouldn't say that. I like that what you're trying to set up. I appreciate that. That's kind of funny, you know. It's funny in a way that you can look at it and draw some comparisons.
It's like a puck in cheek.
Tongue in cheek, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Puck, hey, thanks, Steve.
Mark.
All right, bye. What did he say? Puck in cheek, like in hockey? I've never heard it phrased like that. That doesn't make any sense, but okay. Oh, Brian calling in from Chesterfield. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
Good.
Or this morning?
It's one or the other. It could be the same, I guess, for some people.
That Kevin Colleen guy?
Mm-hmm.
He rules, man.
Isn't he great?
Yeah. Reminds me of something I used to hear these old boys doing late night on the radio a long time ago. It was real funny. I like to hear that over there. Glad you guys kind of lighten up and having some fun and not being so serious all the time. I think people like that. You know what I mean?
I like it. I enjoy what we do here. Kevin's my favorite. Working here at KMOX, I treasure every moment I have when Kevin Colleen's still around. We get to have a little conversation. He is one of the most creative people, and he is so good at what he does.
Man, you want a hit show? Give that boy a microphone and send him out into the street, man. He's hilarious.
Well, that's what he does. He would have to go out all the time, yeah. He's always looking for ideas, Brian. You sound like someone he would like to talk to.
He'd get tired of me, but I just wanted to say that, man. Thanks. Y'all have a good night there, man, okay?
You too, Brian. We'll see you. Bye. All right, so Brian likes Kevin Colleen. I do too. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now, back to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
You know, since it is the last show of the week, we are a little bit more flexible, which means you're invited to call if you got a cell phone or a landline, something that would actually connect to these phones here. The number is 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. In the last show of the week, we try to have a little bit more fun, flexibility. If there's something else you want to bring up, maybe we didn't have time to talk about it this week. Maybe you missed it. Maybe you didn't have time to call in. Maybe you didn't know that you can call in on these topics. So Memorial Day is this weekend. I have some awesome Memorial Day audio that I'm saving for Sunday and Monday. There's actually two things. One, it's a Memorial Day special that was aired on KMOX from 1965. It was about a 10-minute piece, and it was a package they put together to, you know, talk about Memorial Day. And there's some music they play in it, which is kind of cool. You know, God Bless America, things like that. And I'm going to play that, I think, on Sunday night. And on Monday night, there was a newscast from 1974 Memorial Day, 5 p.m. newscast. It's about 15 minutes long. I'm going to air the whole thing. If it'll be going back in time, you know, just like a time machine. Like if you're tuning in the radio at the right moment, you hit one of those atmospheric, you know, hot tub time machine type of deals, and now all of a sudden you're back in 1974 as if you're listening to KMOX as you were back in 1974. And it's kind of cool to hear all of the different news stories of what was going on in the city at that pinpoint in time. And it was something that KMOX submitted to the award shows, or the award, like the Missouri Broadcasters Association. They would put these little news packages together. They'd submit them for these awards, and then they would win all of the awards. KMOX won them all the time, nonstop. Basically, KMOX had a printing press of awards. They just kept cranking them out. It was the quality of KMOX in the news throughout the years is just phenomenal. They continue to win all the awards now. So you're going to be able to hear that. And it was a two-part. So they have the newscast. The commercials are still in it, which is kind of cool. So I don't know if any of these companies are still around. We might actually, I know there's some that aren't in the area but are still companies, and there's some that you'll probably remember. I'm going to air it all. Commercials and all. And then the last half of the newscast was specific Memorial Day news packages where they would talk to veterans from World War II. I believe there's even, in the first one, there's even a World War I veteran that they talked to back when it was readily available. I mean, back in 1965, it wasn't as hard to find a World War II veteran than, you know, 2019, where it's very difficult just because of all of the different heroes we lose every single day from World War II. But we're going to do that on Sunday and Monday. Some two very special archived audio bits I'm very much looking forward to bringing to you. There's a quick story. I'll do this real quick. I didn't know this. Do you know who Guy Fieri is? Frieri Fieri. He's the, you know, guy that goes around and eats. He's one of the food guys. Apparently, he's one of the good guys in the industry. Like, people love him. People behind the scenes say he's great. He's just a down-to-earth type of regular guy. And his wife had a couple of comments about him as of late. So he said, back when they met, his bleached hair wasn't a thing. And all of a sudden, he went to a hairstylist and said, hey, do whatever you think would look good. The hairstylist bleached the hair. He becomes popular. And all of a sudden, he can't change it because it becomes a signature thing. And they asked his wife about it. She's like, no, I don't like it. He's had this for 20-some years, you know, 20-some years, and she doesn't like his hair. I'm like, wow, she must put up with a lot. I'm going to admit something. When I was in high school, I had a little bit of blonde for a little bit. Did you know that? What, you didn't know that? What? All the soccer team, I was on the soccer team, we all bleached our hair blonde. And then, you know, eventually it grew out and I shaved it off. I didn't keep it. Maybe I shouldn't admit that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.